Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, VHI is the latest of all the major health insurance providers to announce price increases on some of its policies, and with further price hikes expected across the board this year, what do consumers need to know when it comes to their options? Well, for more on this, I'm joined in studio by Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie. Good morning, Dermot.
Good morning, Colm.
And if you have any questions that you want to put to Dermot, don't forget, WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32, text us on 51551 or email todaycb at rte.ie. First of all, the price increases, Dermot, steadily rising across all providers, really. Why?
Yeah, I mean, there's no good news for consumers here in our column. And normally this is a quiet time of the year, but it's anything but for health insurance at the moment. So the main driver behind these increases appears to be the cost of claims coming from the private hospitals in particular. That's the consistent message we get from all the insurance companies. So it would appear that, you know, people with private health insurance cover are now, I suppose, trying to get the care in the private hospitals, number one. It looks like the volume of claims coming through continues to rise. It also looks like the cost of those claims continues to rise as well. So it appears that the health insurers are still struggling to really get a handle on the cost of those claims. Now, in saying that, you know, medical inflation tends to run at anything from 6 to 8%, depending on who you speak to. So, you know, if you want to stay on the same cover, if you want to keep the exact same benefits, we nearly all have to brace ourselves for anything from 6 to 10% of increases just to keep in line with all those advances and all the extra cover that we want. So we all want to be covered for these new scans that you can get. We all want access to the best cancer drugs. You know, we all want access to the new robotic technologies and things like that. So there is that comes with a cost. So I have to tell all of your listeners to really brace themselves for more increases. So VHR.
So it's like a typical policy. What are you talking about? Your mid-price policy. What jumps have you seen?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, VHI's latest increase is anything up to 10%. So 7 plans are going up. Went up last Friday. Some of those plans are going up by 8 up to 10%. That alone is going to add for those members up to about €190 for an adult, maybe up to €500 for a family of 2 adults and 2 children.
Right, okay.
But it's not just VHI. Irish Live Health went up last month. Look, they're all going up. In fact, what I would say once again to your listeners is the days where we had 1 or 2 increases per year on specific dates, those dates are nearly gone now, because what's happening is every month the insurance companies are assessing the claims impact on specific plans. And if they see an exposure there, they will simply move to increase those rates. We're expecting more increases again in October as well. But what I would say before I frighten all of your listeners here, it's really what they do about it. Because,
I was just going to ask, if they're all going up, is there value to be had?
There is. So here's what the insurance companies are doing. So the insurance companies know fine well that affordability is the biggest issue in the market. They know that as we get ready for the peak renewal period, that if they don't launch better value options, people are going to either reduce their cover, cancel, or they're going to move to another insurance company. So last Friday, Irish Life Health launched 6 new plans called Health Action. And I'm sorry now about the names they put on them, but Health Action 1 up to Health Action 6. I like, for example, Health Action 1. It's €1,300. So for anybody now maybe spending €1,600, and that's not affordable going forward, there now is a really good option from them in around €1,300. And I see VHI have just launched 3 new plans. Leia have just launched a new plan. And there's going to be more new plans coming on stream. So the biggest mistake that people with private health insurance can make is what we call auto-renewing. And that's where they do nothing. They simply let their cover roll over. And by the way, there's 2 risks with that. Number one, they could be facing an increase from last year, anything up to 24%. But the second thing is the benefits are being reduced on many plans. So the crazy thing for some consumers is that you could renew on the same plan, pay an extra 25% and find yourself with less cover.
Okay.
So the days of auto-renewing are gone. And all you have to do is simply phone your existing insurance company when the renewal notice lands and challenge them to find you a similar plan that offers similar benefits at whatever cost you can afford. And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is. So people might think you shouldn't do this with insurance. Maybe with car insurance and other insurances, you never tell them what you're planning to spend.
Yeah.
But with health insurance, absolutely, because the rates are all set. So if a plan costs €1,350, That's what they have to charge you, whether you're 26 or 66, whether you are perfectly healthy or whether you have loads of medical problems. And 50% of people, Colm, that we speak with, they get a better deal from the same insurance company by just shopping around. And anybody listening now who's wondering, well, how do I know if I'm one of those people who needs to shop around? If you're on the same plan for 5 years or more, if you're spending more than 2,000 per adult, if you haven't split your cover, if you've never looked at these new corporate plans, if you
split
don't...
Split your cover, like as in get a different plan for the different adults in your
exactly,
family.
Exactly, exactly. You do not have to have everybody on the same plan. Take on a small excess. The single best way of knocking 10 to 20% off your premium, take a small excess on your plan. That simply means, I think I pay €75 for any claim in a private hospital. Whether I'm in for 1 day or 1 month, I pay €75. But for people who don't have an excess, they're probably paying an extra €700-800 per year would just to have no excess. That, for most people, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay. We'll go to the listener questions here because somebody wants to know, my renewal from VHI just dropped into my inbox for PMI 2410. The difference from last year is an increase of approximately €300. I'm 60 years of age, single, in full-time employment. Is there any advantage in changing provider due to my age and level of cover? And would I receive the same cover with another provider?
Okay, so the PMI 2410 is a very good private room corporate plan that has just increased. I think it's gone up to €2,103. And what I would say to that person right now, do they have good cover? Yes. There are other options in the market right now across the market from 1750 upwards. Like there's a plan called Connect Simplicity, I think, with Leia, which is 1805. There's another plan with VHI. They have the PMI 4810. And before I completely confuse them, Colm, here's a perfect example. All that person needs to do is phone up VHI and simply say, I can't afford 2,103. Do you have a similar plan that gives me similar benefits? Don't use the word identical, because then they'll tell you they don't have, excuse me, an identical version of that plan. But don't be afraid to disclose the budget. Now, what I would say to that person as well, they're on a private room corporate plan. If they're happy with semi-private accommodation, there's a plan with VHI called the PMI 4310. €1,600. So they could potentially, if the private room is not critical and if they're not having a huge amount of outpatient expenses, they could knock a huge chunk off their premium. So what I would say to everybody with health insurance, each year you need to assess your requirements. Do I really want a private room? Am I spending a huge amount of money on routine expenses? By the way, VHI in particular and all the insurance companies are launching plans now that don't cover all the private hospitals. So for example, if I live in Galway, I might be quite happy to let go of the cover for the Cork-based hospitals or only have cover for selected hospitals in Dublin. But if you don't engage with the insurance companies, you won't find out about these deals. Okay. And that's the biggest mistake people are making. But that person, by the way, they did select well. It's still a very good, believe it or not, at that price, private room corporate scheme.
Can Dermot explain the 2-year waiting period for new conditions if you change your plan? Somebody wants to know on WhatsApp.
This is the biggest, I suppose, a myth that's out there. So lots of times when I advise people to maybe change their cover, and by the way, Colm, for people on the oldest plans, the crazy thing is sometimes you can save money and upgrade your cover because you're on such an old plan. So here's the myth. People think they won't be covered at all if they change for the next 2 years, which is completely wrong. So if I change to a better plan today, if I'm perfectly healthy when I make that change, that 2-year upgrade rule doesn't apply. Okay, I'm on the new plan immediately for any new conditions. But let's just say I have a back problem and I increase my cover today. All the insurance companies will say, okay, Dermot, the extra cover that you're adding on, only the extra portion, we won't give you access to that extra cover for your existing back problem because you already have that condition. But I'll still be covered on the plan that I had. So I won't be any worse off, if that makes sense. But for any new conditions that arise, I won't have to worry about the 2-year upgrade rule. I would advise anybody now who's thinking of upgrading their cover, do it when you're healthy, because it just means that the extra cover applies immediately. Too many people wait until they get diagnosed with a new condition or they have an injury and then they look to upgrade. Now the insurance company has you locked into your previous plan for 2 years. So hopefully that explains that.
Okay. Would I struggle to join at 68? Could never afford it. It gets tougher every year. Is it too late to join private insurance? Wants to know a texter, 51551.
It's not. So here's the thing. You can join at any age. And the waiting periods that apply are the same whether you're 26 or 66. Because that person is 68, they're going to have close to the maximum age loading. So once again, for anybody who's thinking about joining, once you turn 35, they will add on, the insurance companies will add on an extra 2% for every year over 35 or over 34 as such, that person is going to have about a 68% loading. So if the premium is €1,000, they're going to be charged nearly €1,700, and that loading stays with them for 10 years. So what I would advise that person to do is decide on your budget. How much can you afford? And whatever that budget is, phone the insurance companies. And by the way, Colin, for any person thinking about joining, the first thing you consider before you make any phone call, how much can I afford on this? And whatever that figure is, you phone up the insurance companies. There's only four of them now. And you simply challenge them, say, there's my budget. What is the best deal you can give me that fits that budget? And that's the only question you need to ask. People often say to me, well, there's too many plans, I'm totally confused. You don't need to worry about the number of plans. Let the insurance company worry about that.
Right. Okay.
So when you phone them up, you just sit back with your mug of coffee, keep them on the phone, do not let them fob you off. They will say they'll send you out comparisons. Let them do that at the end, but you keep them on the phone. And that 15 to 20 minutes, that will save you a fortune. And it cuts out all the nonsense and reading through torturous documents.
Okay. I have a renewal next week, a bit of an urgent one. PMI 6610 with VHI. I think the cover is good, but expensive. I'd like to stay with VHI, but wonder is there similar but cheaper policy available. I also have renewal of enhanced 350 for my son, but again, not sure if it's a good policy. My friend has a corporate policy. Is this a better option?
Okay, so first of all, the PMI 6610 that they're on is a very good scheme. It's just increased, I think it's €1,689, but they are on a corporate plan. And most good corporate plans right now, if you're spending in around €1,650, €1,690, you're actually not overspending. By the way, the average cost of health insurance in this country now is just under €2,000. So in fairness to that person, they have selected very well. And actually, the Enhanced Care 350 that they have their son on, that is a perfect example of split and cover. So if they like the plan that they're on, I'm just thinking out loud here, there's not a lot of other options out there that's going to, like, there might be saving of €50, €60, €70, but there's not significant savings to be made. So they have actually selected well. Once again, if that PMI 6610 is unaffordable or is too expensive, there are lower cost options. For example, the PMI 4316 that I mentioned with VHI is super cover. That will save them about €80. And if they need to reduce their cover further, one of VHI, I think the best value corporate plan with VHI right now is PMI 5210. It's €1,504. So once again, they might be able to save €170, stay with VHI and still have good cover in place. But the key question for everybody again is, you know, what is your budget?
What's the budget? Would you question the sentiment, I'd like to stay with VHI, but wonder is there similar? Should what's the advantage or is there any wanting to stay with the same company?
Like, I understand. I mean, look, I'm always advocating switching. But first of all, any good advisor should always look to your current insurance company, first of all, to see can they get you the deal that you need. And right now, so that there are other deals available from VHI. But once again, people should not be afraid to switch. Like, for example, if that person was open to switching, like I mentioned already, the Irish Life Health Action 1, €1,300. Now, it's not the same cover, but it's similar. Leia have a plan called Connect Choice right now, €1,668. It gives 75% back on GP expenses. One of the only plans on the market at that level that does that. So anybody who's thinking about switching to another provider, just, you know, rest assured, you get full credit for your membership with VHI or whoever it might be. So there will be no break in your cover whatsoever. So, you know, if you have an existing medical condition or there's treatment pending, you will be covered for that. But if you are thinking of switching, what I just say to people, tell the new insurance company what conditions you have, what operations are pending, what surgeries. Tell them everything. That's the beauty about health insurance. Don't be afraid to disclose those material facts. If you do that, the insurance company then in turn has to tell you whether you're covered or not. And those calls are all recorded. So if you engage properly, ask the right questions, you will get the best deals. And, you know, I've huge sympathy for older members. And in fact, this is a call out now to any family members. If you have, you know, elderly parents, grandparents or whatever, I guarantee you they're on the old plans costing €3,700 per adult. They are throwing away savings of potentially €1,000 each, really, but they are terrified of changing. You should be sitting with them when they're on the phone to the insurance company doing the review with them, and you could help them save a small fortune, potentially stay with the same insurance company and get a great deal.
Okay. Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie, thanks very much for joining us. Now, still to come on the programme, from the pressures of social media to accepting when things just don't go their way, how young adults build resilient skills, why rarely seen beaked whales are getting stranded all over Europe, including North Mayo. And next, how to master your own jams and chutneys.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.